For Mary and Joseph, the journey from Nazareth in Galilee to Bethlehem in Judea on that first Christmas over 2,000 years ago was both dangerous and difficult. Thieves and robbers often roamed the countryside, so it is likely that Mary and Joseph didn't make the journey on their own. In all probability, they joined a caravan and made the journey to Bethlehem with others. Remember also that in those days, there were no cars, no buses, no trains. The roads were simple dirt tracks, probably full of potholes and therefore difficult to negotiate. Add to that the fact that the journey was made in the cold of winter. So for Mary, a young woman expecting her first child, it was, I'm sure, a very anxious journey. Although Mary and Joseph's journey was a story of hardship, it was also a story of hope. Despite the difficulties, despite the dangers, despite the rejection, their hearts were full of hope and joy. The reason for that hope and joy was that deep in their hearts, they knew God was with them. Deep in their hearts, they knew that their son was special. Their hardships didn't prevent them from having hope. As we now get ready to celebrate Christmas, our first challenge is to try to see the world through the eyes of hope. We can certainly look back over the year and see that suffering continues. Conflict continues in the Middle East. The situation in Zimbabwe has deteriorated. Too many of our young people have died because of violence. And people are still affected by the summer flooding. Nevertheless, there are also signs of great hope. There is greater cooperation between political parties in the north of Ireland. There is a greater sense of urgency in government and business to respond to the threat of climate change. There is a desire and commitment to make our communities and our cities safer. There is a desire to help our young people to have a sense of hope in the future. Our first challenge is, therefore, to see and recognise the signs of hope in our lives and in our world. Our second challenge, however, is to be a sign of hope and to proclaim a message of hope in our world today. I often think that the shepherds are the forgotten people in the Christmas story. In the time of Jesus, the shepherds were not the gentle and genteel people we see in Christmas cards. In those days, shepherds were despised by the rest of the community. So it is interesting that for the gospel writers, the shepherds played such a central role. They are the first to hear the good news about Jesus. They are the first to go to see Jesus. They are the first to give praise for Jesus. They are the first to go and tell others about Jesus. They are the first to experience the hope that Jesus is and the hope that Jesus brings. And they are the first to go and share that hope with others. Our second challenge as Christians is, therefore, to be a sign and source of hope in our world today. To be a source of hope for the parent who has lost a teenage son. To be a source of hope for the family living in overcrowded conditions. To be a source of hope for the migrant living far from home. To be a source of hope for the homeless. To be a source of hope for the peoples of countries struggling and suffering under poverty or repression. We believe that that hope is founded in the person of Jesus, he who was born in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago and who in his life and death offered that hope to everyone. Wishing you a very happy Christmas.